In chapter 29 of the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, we find that the author of the book comforting the captives in Babylon. They were the Jews who had been taken from Jerusalem by King Nebuchadnezzar beginning around 605 BC. And that was God's punishment for their disobedience. Sam spoke to that a little earlier. Jeremiah had prophesied their fate for many, many years. And now he wrote a letter to them from Jerusalem, where he remained, inspired by God, as we read in chapter 29, verse 4. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. So you see, God is in control. God had some very specific commands also for the people of Israel in that day, the people who were in Babylon. And the passage in Jeremiah 29, 11, 13 is an important message for all of us to keep in mind even today. God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Verse 12, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you." And he concludes, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Search with all your heart. That's what I'm calling my lesson tonight. God offered his loving protection and guidance for Israel, and he told them how to get it. Search for me with all your heart. And sadly, most of the nation rejected his glorious gift, and the people were caused to be taken into Babylonian captivity by God because they were no longer walking together with him. They were not in agreement with him. They were going their own way. They were making up their own rules. Amos 3, chapter 3, verse 3, poses a question that is relevant to this discussion tonight. He says, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed? Whether it be you and God, or you and your spouse, or child, or parent, or neighbor, or brethren, the reality is that unless you're in agreement with one another, you are not walking together. If you honestly consider how disagreements in your life may affect your relationship with another person, then you can understand the effect that disagreement has on your relationship with God. You can compare those. So is your heart right with God? Do you and God walk together? 1 Peter 2:21 exhorts us that because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, we should follow his steps. And in verse 22, Peter reminds us that Jesus' steps were sinless and without deceit. But is it possible for us to be sinless and without deceit? For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, according to Romans 3:24. But we find the answer in 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in the light. Yes, two can walk together, and two can if they agree. The Bible teaches us that the steps of the Father and the steps of the Son do not travel in opposite directions. They are agreed. They are perfectly aligned. In John 4:34, after Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, he was offered food by his disciples, and Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Jesus was fed by, he was energized by, and he was guided by the will of his Father. Two walking together in total agreement. John 5:19 tells us when Jesus healed the sick man by the pool on the Sabbath. Well, the Jews wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him because he said he was the Son of God. You remember under the old law that heresy was a capital offense. You could be put to death. John 5:19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner." So you can see what the Father does if you seek him. But you cannot see what he does if you don't follow. Proverbs 11, verse 27 says, "He who earnestly seeks good finds favor, but trouble will come to him who seeks evil." Likewise, John, 2 John 8 through 11 expands on this thought. He says, "Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son." In verse 10, "If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds." Remember, trouble will come to him who seeks evil. And we learn the same lesson in the Old Testament as we do in the New. To seek, to follow, and then we receive. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8 says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened." When we hear the gospel message that Christ died, was buried, and rose on the third day according to the scripture, then we must believe that's true, because without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's Hebrews 11:6. Learning to walk together with God means repenting of your old sinful ways and willingly changing them for a better way, for his way. Walking together means confessing your belief that Jesus is the Son of God and he died on the cross so that we can take the steps he requires us to take to have our sins washed away in baptism. Moses warned the people prior to their entering the promised land that it is possible to fall away from following God. In Deuteronomy 4, verse 29, he taught them how to prevent that from happening. It's very simple. He was inspired to write, "But from there," from the promised land he was pointing to, "you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul." What was true then is true still today. Be faithful unto death, and he will give you the crown of life. If you're ready to walk together with God by obeying the gospel, or if you've strayed off the path and you need help returning to the way, Jesus invites you to come forward as we stand and sing.